Chapter 89. Do you think we should get any closer? Sally asked him. The white Ford Explorer was four cars ahead of them in the middle lane, sticking to the speed limit.
I don't see there's any point, he said. We need to protect their rear. And if we're right behind them, we won't get any warning of an attack. I think we're better off here.
She nodded. He was right. She looked in the rearview mirror. The green SUV was too far away to see now, and the traffic behind her was moving normally. She doubted that her pursuers had been using only one vehicle, so there was a real threat of another attack.
He's flying low, said Tim, looking through the side window.
Sally turned to see what he was looking at. A helicopter was flying over the park to their left, maybe just 30 or 40 feet above the ground.
I thought they weren't supposed to fly that low, said Tim.
Sally frowned as she saw something sticking out of the helicopter's side window. As she watched, the helicopter reached the edge of the park, then went into a hover, close to the entrance to a golf course. Sally's heart raced as she realized what was happening. She accelerated and began to pound on her horn, trying to attract the attention of the occupants of the Explorer. She pulled out into the outside lane, forcing a Jaguar to brake sharply. The Jaguar's horn blared, and Sally continued to sound hers. The helicopter was now moving parallel to the road, about 20 feet above it, and the barrels of two guns were pointing out of the side window. It was coming up behind the Ford Explorer.